Princess of Thorns, a Layla short story. Written by Tasanya Odette. Narrated by Emma Fay. Princess of Thorns, a Layla short story. Marilo.
Prince Augustine has revoked his proposal.
Mother stormed into my room and tossed a crumpled piece of parchment in my lap, eyes bulging with fury. I met her gaze with a mask of innocence. I can't imagine why. We were getting on so well, weren't we?
He was a perfect match. He was twice my age, I said through clenched teeth, and didn't understand the word no.
Mother's cheeks burned.
You are Princess Marilo. You don't say no to a prince.
I do if his breath reeks of wine and his sweaty palms find their way beneath my gown. Her anger faltered for a moment before she began to pace in front of me.
That was your fifth engagement ended this year. Fifth!
What a tragedy, I said under my breath.
Mother rounded on me. If you don't find a husband, it will be a tragedy for all of us. Selle needs an heir.
I mouthed the last sentence with her. It's not like I ever run out of prospects. Let me guess, you already have another man in mind for me.
You won't be beautiful and 16 forever, and if you keep acting like this, you will run out of prospects.
My plan exactly, I thought to myself. Mother pursed her lips and turned away from me.
And yes, I do have another in mind.
I let out a grumble. Which old geezer do I have the honor of entertaining this time?
This prospect is only 4 years your senior.
The rigidity of her posture betrayed her carefully curated air of indifference.
The Crown Prince of Edan.
Whatever his age, it made no difference to me. I'd only ever cared for one man, and I knew we'd never be together again. Therefore, I was determined to marry no one, no matter how much my mother schemed and prodded.
He will arrive next week with his mother and father, and you will be good to him.
Aren't I always? I said sweetly. Mother scowled and brought her face close to mine.
This one is important. Don't ruin it.
I refused to crumble beneath her glare. Whatever you say, Mother. She turned on her heel and left my room, while I fell into a fit of laughter. I heard an echo of giggling coming from the other side of the room and turned toward the sound. There stood Catra, my chambermaid, in front of the hidden door that led to the servants' hall. Of all my chambermaids, Catra was the only one I considered a friend, and the only one allowed to come and go as she pleased. Our friendship had come as a surprise, but being the least annoying of my ladies, she'd been allowed to remain closest to me. Over the years, that closeness had evolved into camaraderie and friendship, something I hadn't had since I'd lost contact with my first friend, a young prince from a neighboring kingdom.
"Did you hear all that?" I asked, rolling my eyes.
"Your mother could be heard halfway down the servants' hall." She walked across the room and planted herself on the lounge next to me.
"She just won't give up, will she?"
I sighed. "My mother will never understand me."
"I can't believe she hasn't lost her hair because of you," she teased. "My mother's hair would be grey by now if I sassed her so much."
"Your mother is kind and sweet and isn't forcing you into the lap of every single man with a crown upon his head."
"I'm happy to find myself in the lap of any man. At least you get to dance with princes."
I grimaced. Dance, talk, be bored to tears by the irritating chatter. She tilted her head to the side.
"Do you really think you'll never find someone you'll want to marry?"
"Never."
"Won't your parents eventually force you into marriage?"
My stomach churned at the thought. "I have no doubt they will. Until then, I will do all I can to avoid that day at all costs." She put her auburn head on my shoulder and let out a dreamy sigh.
"If I ever get the chance to make an admirable match, I will do whatever I can to make it happen."
"How are we even friends?" She frowned.
"Hey, not all of us scorn love like you do."
"I don't scorn love. I just already know my chance at love has passed. Anything else would only be a mockery of the true meaning."
"You could at least find happiness."
I considered her words. "I'm already happy."
"Are you, though?"
"As happy as I can be. I'm Princess of Selle, the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?